Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, and Happy New Year. This is So Random Saturday, a special New Year's Eve edition where anything is possible and or everything is possible. Anything is possible and everything can happen. I got that completely wrong. It's New Year's Eve. Give me a break here. Anyway, if you want to know our slogan, just go to our website at facebook.com/ So Random Saturday. It is exactly 12:02 on the West Coast, so it's Happy New Year almost everywhere in the United States, everywhere in the world, as a matter of fact, with the exception of Hawaii. So let's get started. And Karina, my lovely co-host from Johannesburg, South Africa, who I celebrated a first New Year's with earlier this afternoon. She is all the way into her first day of the new year. It's January 1st in Johannesburg. And let me real quick introduce Karina here. I like to call her the hot host with a sexy voice. Karina, welcome to our next edition of So Random Saturday.
Hello, Michael, and Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you so much. What do you say we have a little champagne to get the show started?
I think it's an awesome idea. Cheers to you. Cheers.
There we go. Cheers to you. Happy New Year, Karina. Happy New Year to everyone listening around the world. It is 2016. And let's get started with a little Mariah Carey to set the mood for the new year.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and no flame die for all anxiety?
There we go. That is the fabulous Mariah Carey. You can get her stuff, all of her songs. Still one of the best voices of the 20th and 21st centuries, in my opinion. Wherever you get your music, Amazon, iTunes, wherever you can download her stuff, and I highly recommend it. She's got one song that I really, really like that I highly recommend that you keep on your iPod or your computer or your phone, called Believe. I think she did a duet with Whitney Houston, or We Believe, or When We Believe, I think it is the title of that. It's a highly motivational song. And as we know, going into 2016, belief is going to be absolutely essential for a phenomenal year. I'm Michael Brooks. This is a special New Year's Eve edition of So Random Saturday. I'm here with the hot host with the sexy voice, Karina Gonsalves, out of Johannesburg, South Africa. And if you happen to be joining us this late night on New Year's Eve, or early morning, as a matter of fact, on the West Coast, the phone number is 646-716-7979. And give us a call and let us know what your expectations are for 2016. We would love to hear from you. Well, Karina has designed this show, and usually I kind of take the lead here, but I'm going to kind of give up control, which is very hard for me to do, and turn the show over to Karina, because she has an absolutely fabulous show planned for all of us here tonight. And without further ado, Karina, take it away.
Thank you, Michael. That was very cool. That song, it's brilliant to start the new year, don't you think so?
I'm pumped.
Halfway through New Year's Day anyway.
The song certainly creates a great vibe and allows us to move forward here with some terrific energy. So what have you got for us?
I'm just thinking about the poor people that are alone today. I thought, you know, it's a very exciting time, but there are a few people that are alone. So I think I'm just going to give those people just a bit of time to say, okay, you're alone. That's how it is right now. But remember, sometimes it's better to be alone than to be with someone you really don't want to be with. So listen to the show or change your mind. Remember, your attitude depends on the choices you make. So you can decide. You can listen to Mariah Carey and pump for the year, or you can feel sad and sit in the corner. So I'm saying let's dance into the new year and have some fun. I think 2016 is going to be a very, very cool year. What do you think, Michael?
I think it's absolutely going to be phenomenal. And of course, go ahead, Karina. I thought you had stopped talking, but finish that thought and then I'll respond.
Yes, that's fine. You can respond.
Okay. Yeah, I think 2016 is going to be absolutely a phenomenal year. As you know, you and I have started up a fiery and very hot personal relationship, and we're also in many ways colleagues and business partners, and we have lots of exciting things planned to help transform lives over the course of 2016. And just lots of interesting, fun, and exciting things that we have to look forward to, both you and both I. And I would love to hear from the people listening on what they're looking forward to. What are their plans? What are their goals? What are their aspirations for 2016? And again, it all starts with belief. If you believe you can do it, if you believe 2016 is going to be a phenomenal, great year, then it will be. And you've just got to put it in motion and put it into action. Back to you, Karina.
That was very cool. Thank you, Michael. But what about, we can't forget 2015 totally. I'm sure there were some really epic moments in 2015. So we could learn them or transform it and make it even better in 2016. Did you have any really epic moments in 2015, Michael, that you can recall? One, two, five.
One, two, or five?
Exactly.
Well, why don't we start with one or two? One, two, or five. Three or four, what do they goes out? Somewhere along the line. Well, one was the start of We Are appearing today, courtesy of the Coach on Fire Radio Network, which I humbly founded. And we have some spectacular hosts and individual shows on just about every coaching topic you can imagine. They are transforming lives and getting their message out on a daily basis on the network. And that is one 2015 milestone that I'm reasonably proud of. It worked better than I ever thought possible. We had some growing pains. We're just finishing our first 3 months, as a matter of fact, and getting ready to explode in the first part of 2016. And then, of course, the other one, Karina, was our personal relationship. That was a huge thing for both of us. And that started at about the same time as the Coach on Fire Radio Network started. So the last 4 months for me has been absolutely phenomenal. How about you?
I'd say that too. The last 4 months have been, sure, whirlwind. It's been very, very cool. Lots of change, a lot of transformation. And I had a lot of interesting things this year. I started a new business with a friend of mine. And there were a lot of personal things, and the business just changed. Focus just changed when I started to, when I joined the Coach on Fire Radio Network. This has been incredible. It's been an incredible learning journey. And, of course, our relationship has been very cool as well. Made a
Absolutely.
Huge difference. It's made a huge difference to my life, and it's changed a whole lot of focuses, which is a good thing. It's about growth, I guess. This year is different to what I ever envisioned last year in 2016, my life has turned around 360 degrees, and it's incredible. I'm just loving this journey, and I'm just going out there and going with the flow, which is very, very cool.
Yeah, and I think if you sit back and you believe, and you let the universe manifest for you, that does not mean that you can sit down and eat bonbons on the couch and watch soap operas. It does mean that you have to, you know, get up and do something and kind of move your butt around a bit. I think, you know, a lot of people get lost in this law of attraction stuff where they think, oh, okay, you know, they'll tell you, oh, you don't need to know about the how, or you don't need to do anything. You just need to believe and it will happen. Well, belief is very, very important. Don't get me wrong. But you have to act. You can't sit around and do nothing and wait for it to happen. If the universe puts it in front of you and it's right in your heart and in your mind, then you need to go for it. And that means you have to act. And that not only means you have to act on a business sense, on whatever program you're creating or whatever your job happens to be the best you can be every day, but also on a personal basis in your relationships. Maybe you're already married or you have a girlfriend or something like that. What can you do on a daily basis to let him or her know that you believe in them and you believe in the relationship and you want to work on that every single day? That takes work. That takes action. Believing in is one thing, but acting on that and making sure that they not only hear it from you, but they see that you believe in them, I think is absolutely vital and essential.
I agree with you, Michael. I think I've always believed that actions speak louder than words. So someone can tell you whatever they like, but it's the actions that really tell you what they're thinking, feeling. And yes, we have to, this 2015 has been really cool because I've gone out and just pushed boundaries. I've done videos, I've done training, and I've done the podcast, and I've gone out and done it, which has been quite a challenge because it's very difficult to move out of your comfort zone and do what you have to do. But that's what makes it awesome, and that's what made the year very, very, very cool. And that's
and what about
makes 2016 even better, I think. So
very, very cool. Very, very cool, Karina. And what about all of you out there? What were your milestones in 2015, and what do you have planned? What one or two major things are you looking forward to in 2016? Give us a call at 646-716-7979. This is a special New Year's Eve edition of So Random Saturday, where Everything is possible and anything can happen. I'm Michael Brooks, along with the hot host with the sexy voice, Karina Gonzalez. And we are here with you until 2 a.m. Pacific time. So, or actually 1 a.m. Pacific time. I'm getting confused with time zones. Time zone challenges are one of my issues that I've got to get around, because we have hosts on the Coach on Fire radio network, as you know, Karina, from all over the world. And we've joked about in my office here putting up clocks on all the time zones from all of our hosts from around the world. And I think I am definitely going to have to make that the New Year's resolution. So I have it right in front of me. I do have it on my phone, but I have to look it up all the time. And I'm starting to get most of them down, but we are adding some new hosts in January, which you'll be hearing about, shortly. And, and again, more time zones and different slots for our shows. So that's just logistics, and it's a good problem to have. What else do you have for us, Karina?
Well, you epic moments in 2015. What about times that you need to let go of? So have you got a relationship that becomes stale, or clothes that you need to get rid of, or a house that maybe doesn't fit you anymore? Are there things that you need to let go of so that you can move forward with beautiful energy in 2016, but you are holding on forever? Do you have any of those things, Michael?
Well, yeah, and I think in my book, Don't Seek Success, Be Happy, I kind of coined two phrases. One was positive-itis and negative-itis, in kind of a medical terminology and kind of tongue-in-cheek fashion. And positive-itis is where you want to be. You want to respond to everything that you can, even if it appears to be negative on the surface, in a positive way. And from a negative-itis, just to be real brief here, it was a whole chapter, so we're not going to go into it to any great degree. You can find that book if you're interested on Amazon. The title is Don't Seek Success, Be Happy. And in some bookstores around the country and the world as well, you can find that book. So negative-itis is a disease, and it affects a lot of people. And what you're going to find is people are ill with that disease that are around you. And there are several things that you can do. You want to surround yourself with the positive people, the positive-itis people, the people that believe in you, the people that say you can do it, and 100% behind you, people that will get behind you and say, you know, that sounds like a crazy idea, but I know you can do it. Those are the people you want to surround yourself with. The people that are willing to help you achieve your goals, achieve your dreams, and don't constantly say, you know, yes, but, or what do you think you're doing? And you're going to run into those people all the time. And my recommendation is, in 2016, for anyone that runs into those people, is if you find someone that has a negative vibe or negative energy and you're in that room, leave. Just take off. Go do something else. Go find something positive to do. Go read a book. Go listen to music. Go take a walk. Just get out of that negative vibe that you happen to be in with that room. Now, sometimes you find people in your life that are so negative and such a downer that you quite literally have to perform radical surgery on them. And by that, I mean, you have to quite literally extract them from their life, from your life, because they are doing you no good. In fact, they're doing you a great deal of harm. I joked in the book that negativitis can be contagious. It can rub off on you, and you can find yourself all of a sudden agreeing with them and being negative. It's a highly contagious disease, and sometimes it takes absolute radical surgery to extract those people or that person from your life. Is that harsh? Perhaps. But in my view, sometimes, hopefully not very often, but sometimes necessary. Is that what you were trying to get at, Karina?
I agree with you. But I have a little ritual of my own. First of all, just before midnight, which unfortunately has already passed, but you can do this ritual anyway. why don't you write down all your troubles from the year before, or even from the month before, or the day before? Write all your problems down, Mark, or everybody that's bothering you. What has bothered you about 2015? Did you have too much conflict? Were you a people pleaser? Did you get bullied? Were you manipulated? Did you allow yourself to be manipulated? Did you ever stand up for yourself or not? So write down all those things and then take this little piece of paper, go out and burn it and say, you know what, bye, that's not part of my reality anymore, let it go. One thing. Another thing, Michael, which is, I think is pretty cool, it's a little process that I also, not really a process, it's just like a little ritual as well, is something that also works very well to rid yourself of people or relationships or things that are really bothering you. And it's very difficult to let go of something because you're hanging on so tight because you're so scared of the future or to step out of that comfort zone because you are in that comfort. Are you ready for this, Michael?
Repeat that, Karina.
Are you ready for this?
Oh, yes. I'm absolutely ready.
Okay, we need to just breathe and relax, but I'm sure you really are relaxed right now because it's New Year. We've just had some champagne. Are you relaxed, Michael? Do you want to breathe a few times just to make sure you are relaxed and in the moment?
Oh, Karina, just listening to you, I am so relaxed, almost in a hypnotic state.
Oh, wow, that sounds pretty cool, Michael. Okay, so do you have something that you would like to let go of that you actually had really problems letting go of in the past or maybe recently?
Okay, you want me to just think about that? All right, I'm thinking about it.
So think about what you would like to let go, whatever it is, clutter, bad habits, something that's really old and has been driving you insane for so long. Okay, close your eyes. This usually works better if you close your eyes because then you can take it. Okay, so close your eyes. So in front of you, you have a beautiful basket coming down towards you in front of you, and it's attached to a helium balloon. Okay. Now, I'd like you to take whatever it is that you want to get rid of or you want to let go of, place it, one thing or two things, or five things, place it into the basket.
Okay.
So place it into the basket now. You have to let it go, eh? You can't hold on. So
okay.
Are you sure?
I've let go.
Okay, let it go. Okay, let the basket go. Watch the basket move up, moving up in front of your vision. It's just moving up. The balloon is taking it up far, far away. Just moving. Just watch it how it disappears and it goes up into the sky. It becomes smaller and smaller and smaller. Can you see that?
I can.
Is it gone?
It's gone. All three things that I had are gone.
So how are you feeling now?
Energized.
Okay, that's very good. Now look around you and realize how many blessings you have in your life. But just look around you. Even just right now, the blessing of Coach on Fire, you can see, you can talk. You've got brilliant ideas. Got a beautiful home, those kind of things, like mundane things that we take for granted. Look around you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I can see out, even though it's dark, I can see out my window towards the golf course that I live near. And I can see the lights, and it's absolutely gorgeous. We don't have any snow on the ground, but absolutely beautiful. And I like taking the time to, you know, just appreciate nature and trees and flowers sometimes, you know, and I am very guilty of this. I get so caught up in what I'm doing, you know, and if I'm running around my brain will start to wander and, think of the next project or this idea or that idea. And I don't stop to notice when I'm out all the little things that we should be appreciating on a daily basis. So that's a good exercise, Karina. Thank you.
So now how are you feeling?
Great.
Exactly. So isn't that an awesome way to go into the new year? Well, you are
awesome.
In the new year, 2016. And my challenge to everyone is try it out and let us know if anything is different, or how do you feel different about things when you think about those things that you had to let go of. How do you feel about them now? Or are they non-existent? Doesn't it matter anymore?
I've always been really good at blocking things out like that, but maybe not resolving them. But I think the things that I were thinking about, I had resolved, but, there still might have been some resentment or some, lingering thoughts of it. And whether it would pop back up in 2016, little nagging issues. But no, I've completely, with closing my eyes and putting them in your little box and then kind of basically just throwing it away, I think that, that works for me from a visualization standpoint. So that's a cool process.
No, that's very cool. Well, thank you, Michael. What I'm thinking about now is, it's past and present. It's really quite an interesting day today because we're mingling, we're letting go of the past and we're looking forward to the future. What about, there's a really cool song by Cat Stevens, Michael. I think it tells us a lot about letting go of the past and learning from the past.
It just so happens, Karina, by luck, I would have it right here. How about that? Through the magic of the internet, it's called Father and Son by Cat Stevens, who was an iconic singer in the late 70s and early 80s, I believe. And you can still find his classic stuff also on iTunes and Amazon and wherever you buy your music. And as you hear in the song, it's just a phenomenal song. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, do you know, Karina, didn't Cat Stevens die young?
As far as I know that he stopped playing music. He went and became.
Yeah, I might be wrong about that. But anyway, he's a phenomenal singer. And we need to get through this song here so we can continue because we've got about 30 minutes left in the show. And again, if you would like to join us and you're listening to us on this late night, especially on the West Coast in the first hour of 2016, we would love to have you join us on So Random Saturday here, where everything is possible and anything can happen. The phone number to join us is 646-716-7979. I am Michael Brooks, along with the hot host with the sexy voice, Karina Gonzalez. And here is Father and Son by Cat Stevens.
Thank you.
I'd like to finish now on a song that is, the idea is going to go on for a long time. The song, maybe, not so long. But this is called Father and Son. Make a change, just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. Oh, I was once like you are now. And I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why think of everything you've got? For you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. How can I try to explain? 'Cause when I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same old story.
From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Down, take it slowly, you're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the time that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside, it's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree, but it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
And the music continues tomorrow.
And that is Father and Son by Cat Stevens. You can download that track on iTunes, Amazon, or whatever music vendor you prefer. Karina, your review or thoughts and takeaways from Cat Stevens' Father and Son.
No, it's a very cool song, Michael. I thought it's most appropriate because the father's the old year. He's happy. He's happy to have been in the old year, and he's teaching his son, which is what we do. We learn a lot from the year, look at it, and hopefully make the next year much better. And an important thing here for me as well is how he tells his son to look at the dreams and follow his dreams, because dreams get lost. And for most of us, me included, we lose our dreams in the craziness of life. So we need to keep those dreams alive so that we can move forward and make our lives incredible. Yes. And another thing as well with the song, learn from the past. So let's learn from it, take the positive stuff, learn from the negative and move on and not hold on to it. Use this, or the very cool exercise that we did earlier. Those are my thoughts. That's why I thought this song.
Yeah, it is a profound motivational song if you listen to the lyrics closely. No question about that, Karina.
So, yes, very, very cool song. So those are my wishes for everybody this beautiful 2016. And we've got a beautiful day here in Johannesburg. It's hot, it's bright, very, very cool. An interesting thing I was also thinking about, Michael, which is also something we should have discussed before the new year, but I thought I'd just let you know. Do you know that there's so many rituals that people have? Us, me, for example, well, we eat lentils, let's say, before the end of the year, because lentils are supposed to bring prosperity for the next year. And did you know, Michael, that if you wear red, if you're looking for passion and romance in your life, you should be wearing red underwear when you go into the new year. Did you know that? How cool is that?
I did not know that. I did not know that. That's pretty interesting. Are you trying to tell me something, Are you trying to tell me something, Karina? Are you trying to tell me what kind of underwear I should be wearing?
And yellow underwear for wealth and luck. So my thought, maybe people should be wearing both yellow, red. I don't know. I suppose it depends what you want out of your life. pretty cool.
Well, what if it's just technicolored then? Is there another color and you can just wear technicolor underwear?
That could work.
There you go.
So you'd have all sorts of wonderful things in the new year. That would probably work better than anything else. Some tie-dye would work well, I think. I didn't think of that. Tie-dye underwear.
I grew up near the San Francisco Bay Area, so tie-dye is fine with me. Grew up with that, when I was in elementary school age, the hippie movement started to permeate the San Francisco Bay Area, as many people know, and tie-dye was in back then, much to the chagrin of my father, who did not appreciate it much, but that's all another story. So, Karina, we have about 22 minutes left, so I think we need to kind of move on here because we have some more clips and things that I know that you wanted to get to before we ended the show. So let's move forward, please.
So talking about tie-dye, which is very in again now, I'm sure you've noticed, people are going back into the tie-dye. Very cool, very cool stuff. But I'm saying my wish for you would probably be John Lennon's Imagine, and imagine how awesome the world would be if we could all live in love and appreciation instead of being angry with everybody and hating people and judging. What do you say?
I say that is one of probably the best songs ever written, and it is about to be played right here. I think the first portion of this is a couple walking in the forest. We took the clip off of a video, just kind of a couple walking hand in hand in a very beautiful setting, and you'll hear John here in just a second. So let's listen.
That's very cool. Imagine your life like this.
If you listen closely, you can hear the footsteps.
Imagine all the people sharing all.
That is the former Beatle John Lennon's Imagine. Again, you can get all of the Beatles stuff and all of John Lennon's stuff, who obviously I think everyone in the world knows died tragically in a shooting accident, not accident, but a murder in New York City years and years ago. But what a phenomenal songwriter John was, and Imagine is probably one of his best known songs as an individual artist. Happy New Year, everyone. This is So Random Saturday. It is 2016, almost everywhere in the world already. We have a special New Year's edition of So Random Saturday. I am Michael Brooks. I am here with the hot host with the sexy voice, Karina Gonzalez, out of Johannesburg, South Africa, presently. And we have a few more minutes in the show. So what are you looking forward to in 2016? And what milestones are you looking back on in 2015 and looking to build upon in 2016 from 2015? The phone number, again, one more time, 646-716-7979. Let's get back to John Lennon's Imagine. Karina, your review thoughts and takeaways from Imagine.
Imagine is one of my favorite songs because he talks a lot about what controls us, and it's fear. I think fear controls most of us. The fear of losing, the fear of stepping again out of your comfort zone, the fear of doing something, the fear of not being judged. It's huge. And I think probably what a lot of people should be thinking about is, how are we going to get rid of this fear? How are we going to eradicate this fear so that we can make 2016 the best year ever, the most awesome year? And those are probably things that we need to look at. What are we afraid of, and how are we going to get over this? Also, fear of losing, the fear of losing a lover or an old relationship or possession. It controls most of our lives. So we need to be able to say, phew, breathe, it's okay. You know, if we lose it, something better always comes in. We have to believe that. Those are my thoughts. What do you think, Michael?
Well, I think that's just awesome. I don't think anything more needs to be said on John Lennon's Imagine. It's been studied, reviewed, and dissected millions of times. It's a brilliant composition, you know, a brilliant piece musically and lyrically. And I think you summed it up quite nicely, Karina. We have about 15 minutes left in the show. So what other thoughts do you want to get in as we lead into 2016, Karina, in the last few minutes of the show?
I think, Michael, probably one of the most important things is live your life. Take charge of your life, live your life, live your dream. Be responsible for your life and decide to stand up for yourself and step out of that comfort zone and make 2016 an awesome year. It's your life, after all. Michael, your thoughts, Michael, what do you think about that one?
I think if you go into 2016, the positive attitude that we talk to later, if you believe 2016 is going to be the best year ever for you and things are going to happen, whether it's on a personal level with a relationship or whether it's on a business end, or maybe it's quitting your job to start your own business, you can make that happen in 2016. And it only really takes two things: a belief in yourself that you can do it, and action to make it happen.
Yes, that's very important. We'll go back to you. A lot of people think that if they sit under a tree and meditate, or sit under a tree and wish for something and don't do anything about it, you can't change your life. So that's very important. Probably one of the most important things is take action, people. But it's your life anyway. So what do you think? I think maybe Bon Jovi put it in quite good terms.
Bon Jovi? Bon Jovi, It's My Life. That's a cool song. So we'll talk about that as soon as we play it, since we're starting to run out of time here. So let's play Bon Jovi's It's My Life.
In a minute, Mom. Hello?
Where are you?
You're
what?
Missing it. Get down here right now.
Where are you?
We're in the tunnel.
You have 5 minutes.
Get down here right now.
Okay.
Hurry up.
Hello?
the broken hearted.
That's Bon Jovi's It's My Life, and as you can with all the clips that we've been playing tonight, you can get them on iTunes or Amazon or wherever you buy your music. Karina, quickly, thoughts, reviews, and takeaways from Bon Jovi's It's My Life.
It's your life. Take responsibility. Take your life. Live it to your best life. Believe it. Own it. And have an awesome 2016. Those are my thoughts on that. And it's pumped and exciting, and that energy should take you through at least to the rest of the day. What are your thoughts?
Certainly a catchy tune. There's absolutely no question about that. Final thoughts as we head into 2016, Karina? Advice, recommendations, thoughts? What are you looking forward to? What do you wish for everyone out there in 2016? Just your final thoughts.
I say, I wish everybody joy, celebration of the moment, the best year they've ever had, full of awesomeness, and live your life. Own your life and be responsible for your life and live your best life ever. 2016 is a very, very cold year, and it can be the best year for now. That's what you want. Make it that way. Those are my thoughts. Thank you, Michael. What are yours?
That's right. I mean, this is the new year. Believe in yourself. Believe in others. Give value. And make every day that you wake up, make that new day the best day of your life. Because this is a new year, and you are responsible for making this the best year of your life.
Very cool. Thank you. Dream it. Believe it. This is the new year indeed. It is 2016. That is This is the New Year by a group called Big World. I was not familiar with that song before Karina introduced me to it. So pretty cool motivational song. Thoughts on that one, Karina, very quickly? Oh, beautiful song. It's also a beautiful vibe. And it's about connection and love each other, help each other, connect with each other. And at the end of the day, we're all one, really. So if we help each other, we can grow together. I think that's basically it.
Absolutely. Well, we have pretty much come to the end of our 2016 special New Year's Eve edition of So Random Saturday, where everything is possible and anything can happen. I'm Michael Brooks, along with Karina Gonzalez. And as we go forward into 2016, Karina, I'm looking forward to starting, you know, our life together, both personally and professionally as well. But I've been dying to do this all day. Shall we dance, Karina?
Oh, I'd love to dance with you, Michael. Thank you.
We've just been introduced. I do not know you well. But when the music started, something drew me to your sound. So many men and girls are in each other's arms. It made me think we might be similarly occupied. Shall we dance on a bright cloud of music? Shall we fly? Shall we dance? Shall we then say goodnight and mean goodbye? Oh, perchance
dance. Thank you for that, Karina. Thank you for that dance. I'm looking forward to 2016 and our new romance and all the other adventures that we have planned. Karina, it is time to say goodnight.
Good night, Michael, and I trust that we will all dance into 2016 and make it the best year ever and filled with awesomeness. Those are my wishes for you.
And your tagline, Karina?
Remember, you're awesome.
Remember, you are awesome. That is Karina's tagline, one of my favorite taglines. This is So Random Saturday. We have come to the end of the show. We had our special New Year's Eve edition tonight, and I thank you all for listening. It has been a wonderful experience. Karina, I am looking forward to 2016 and our new romance and our adventures together. And I know you are as well. And I hope my wish for everyone listening is that 2016 is the most successful, prosperous, and happy year ever. So we have come to the end. I apologize to all the ladies out there. We ran out of time for Matt Damon, Brad Pitt, and Matthew McConaughey. They'll maybe be with us sometime in the next 1,000 years or something like that. Anyway, this is So Random Saturday. Please join us. We have another edition Saturday. I'm not even sure what we're doing on that show, but join us there. It will be posted on the Coach on Fire website, facebook.com, Coach on Fire Radio, and our So Random Saturday website, where you can find a lot more information about Karina and myself and lots of cool stuff posted there. That is facebook.com/So Random Saturday. And I am really running out of time here, so we have to get out of here. Happy 2016, everyone, and be great.
Thank you, Michael.